Hear the word of God from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew 1, 18 through 25. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So I want to ask you, what have you been hoping for? What have you been waiting for as tonight has approached, as tomorrow looms close? What have you been hoping for? What have you been waiting for? For some, I know, for kids in particular, a lot of it has to do with presents. There's no getting around that. There's an excitement about what's in that package, what's behind all that paper, what did she pick out for me, he pick out for me. Presents are a large part of this. For some, it's the culmination of a lot of things, finally getting things in place and getting people to where they've been going. Maybe you getting here tonight, or whatever's happening later on tonight. Or maybe it's finally to sit down at the table. After all the preparations, all the people are there, and you finally clink your glasses, look each other in the eye, and like Tiny Tim, say, "God bless us, everyone." There's a certain peace about that, all being at the table. Or maybe truthfully for some of us, maybe you're hoping just to be on the other side of all the Merry Christmasing because of tension or unresolved issues. Maybe a rebellious child or a harsh parent or a strain in your marriage or addiction that's been playing havoc in your family. Or for a lot of people, maybe there's a huge hole in your heart because somebody you loved died and there's an empty place at the table and it hurts. And you just want to get to the other side. Or maybe you're here tonight and heading in tomorrow hoping for, waiting for some word of hope that comes freshly, something to hold on to that's real, like a hand reaching in or a light turning on in the darkness. What have you been hoping for, waiting for, truth be told, as tonight has approached, as tomorrow comes? There are probably as many different responses to that question as there are people here tonight, spanning across the spectrum from giddy with excitement to feeling joyless, being hungry for something more. Wherever you are in this tonight, whatever your particular response to that question might be, I'd like to give you something to think about, something to hold on to wait for, to look for, to hope for. And it's one word, it's one name, and we've been hearing it again and again tonight. Emmanuel. One of the names given to Jesus. So we heard from Isaiah, that prophetic word, "The virgin will give birth to will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. Emmanuel, the last part of that word, El, it's a Hebrew word for God. And the first part of that word, Imanu, it means with us. So put together, it's God with us. The birth of Jesus was, and the birth of Jesus is, the fulfillment of everything about that name. God with us. God was with us. God is with us. God will be with us. Come what may, with me, with you, with everyone, with us. It's a promise spoken over our lives and over this world, a promise full of hope, full of mystery and surprise and grace and forgiveness and love. Emmanuel, God with us. One theologian rephrases it this way, I'm the one who will be there with you no matter what happens. God with us. This promise carried by that ancient name, Emmanuel, the God who will be there with us no matter what, is what the author Frederick Buechner calls the wild hope of Christmas. He writes, what keeps the wild hope of Christmas alive year after year in a world that is notorious for dashing all hopes is the haunting hope that the child who was born on that day may be born yet again on this day, even in us. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. This is a promise we've gathered around tonight. God with us. God who came in flesh and blood. The God who lifted the veil and revealed who He is. In this most graphic way possible, in Jesus, coming not as a conquering titan, not as a massive king decked out in splendor, but coming as a baby, vulnerable, needing to be tended to, born to parents who are on the margins, soon to be a refugee if you continue reading the story. This is how God chose to reveal Himself, bringing hope and salvation to the entire world. And as we heard earlier from Kirsten, the name Jesus means God saves, Yeshua, Emmanuel. It's what the angels said to the shepherds, as we heard in Luke's Gospel earlier. This is good news of great joy for all the people. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Messiah, the Lord. You'll find Him wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. For those who have ears to hear this promise spoken over us and even spoken into us, it stirs things. It stirs things. It reminds us that there is so much more going on in life than we might be seeing. So much more than the grim news that impacts us day after day after day, and that crushes hopes. Barbara Brown Taylor is a pastor and preacher. In one of her published sermons, she talks about life being much more permeable and porous than we might think. That there's a filtering in of God, God's presence that can catch us and hold us, reminding us deep in our souls that we are not on our own here. We're not on our own. God is with us. And God wants us to know that and to respond to that and to live into that. And to know that we are precious and loved. And that because of Jesus, there is profound hope to be held by and to hold on to. Here's how part of how Barbara Brown Taylor puts it. God's glory is pulsing just beneath the surface of things with power to transform the darkest of our days. God's glory is pulsing just beneath the surface of things with power to transform the darkest of our days. So I'll tell you a brief story. Years ago when we were serving in another church, Things were really hard in every direction. In every direction. It was really hard, like what Charles Dickens describes as a winter of despair. That's where we were. Our marriage was solid. But Sid and I were besieged with a lot of things, a lot of hard things in life and in ministry. We were both worn thin and deeply discouraged and feeling very alone. Maybe some of you have been there, or maybe you're there right now. It's a hard place. I wasn't sure about being a pastor anymore, wondering if I had heard the call wrong, thinking this cost is more than I thought it would be. One night I had a dream. I have dreams virtually every night. But on that night I had a dream, and I dreamt I was out walking in the snow, walking in really deep snow, out in a football field. There's a football field across from our home, and in my dream this football field was now this massive stadium, and the snow was a couple feet deep. And I was just walking out there, feeling exhausted. There were no lights, no tracks, just me trudging through deep snow, getting more and more worn out. And finally, I got to the middle of this massive field, and I just sat down, and then I laid down into the snow and formed this tunnel, just looking up at a clear night sky. It was very cold, watching my breath going up. I just laid there in silence, just breathing, warm, hidden, exhausted, and not getting up. Then I heard someone else out in the snow, that swish, swish of somebody else walking in the snow, moving closer and closer. And I just laid there silently listening, hoping that this person wouldn't notice me. All of a sudden, there was somebody looking down into this canyon where I was laying, looking down at me. I couldn't see a face, but I could see his stocking cap and scarf and mittens and a jacket, and I could see the steam from breath looking down at me. Then this person said, "Give me your hand, I'll help you up. Give me your hand, I'll help you up." I didn't want to get up. I was doing fine. I didn't want to get up, but he grabbed my hand and helped me to my feet. And it was so very real. As I stood there brushing the snow off my clothes like we've all done, brushing my snow off the clothes, I turned to say thank you, and there was nobody there. No tracks, no sign of anybody. It was just me now, again, alone out in this field. And I remember being really puzzled. It was so very real. I thought, what? Where did he go? And then I turned and began walking home. And now the snow felt like it was 2 inches deep rather than 2 feet deep. Now, it was a dream. I know that. But when I woke up, it was all so incredibly real. And it had snowed heavily that night. And there was a football field right across the street from our home. And I know that I had not been out there walking at night. But it was so real, and those words and that reaching in hand, this is about 25 years ago, and I can still feel it and hear it right now. Give me your hand, I'll help you up. Things didn't suddenly get better. It didn't go like that. In fact, things got harder. But I held on to those words and that sense of a reaching in hand. I still do. It was an Emmanuel encounter. It was an Emmanuel encounter. Coming in a dream and penetrating through layers and layers of tiredness and pain and doubts and anger. And in came hope and a deep sense of peace. And a much larger picture, in a sense that we're not alone. I'm the one who's with you. No matter what, Jesus, Emmanuel, the bringer of what's most needed. So I hope that you're alert for His presence. Genuinely alert, for His reaching in hand or a reaching in voice. However He might come, maybe in a dream like I had that night. Or maybe through Scripture like what we've heard tonight, or maybe what you'll read later tonight or tomorrow morning. Or maybe through the music. Music we've heard tonight or music you hear elsewhere. Or maybe through the voice of a friend who loves you or a family member or maybe even a stranger you don't know at all, but who has some word for you. There are countless ways that God speaks. We ought not try to put God into a box and say, no, it can't happen any other way. There are countless ways that God speaks. I am with you. You're not alone. Give me your hand. I'll help you up. This is the promise that took on flesh in Jesus. This is Emmanuel. So what have you been hoping for tonight? Waiting for, looking for? My hope and prayer for you tonight, for all of us, is this. That you'll have an Emmanuel encounter of whatever type. That in the busyness of everything going on, that you won't miss Him, but that you'll know Him. And that you'll find what's most needed in the depth of who you are. And realize in the midst of it that He's already waiting for you. Waiting for you to open your eyes and your ears to what only He can bring. So I pray that you'll hear that word in whatever way it comes. Give me your hand. I'll help you up. I'm with you always. I'm already with you. I'm the one who's with you no matter what comes. It's who I am. It's what my name is. Emmanuel. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, you know what's most needed in each of us. Whether we've been following you for decades or whether we're just beginning to consider who you are. Because the world really can be a dasher of hopes and a crusher of spirits, and so can some of our relationships and families and situations. And we need your word, your presence. Lord, on this night I want to pray on behalf of each one of us that the good news of great joy that you came to bring this world might not be lost upon us. But that we know that it's here with you and your promises to be with us. I pray especially for anyone here for whom joy and peace have run very thin. Where love has taken a lot of hits and where faith in you is pretty remote. I pray that you would move and speak, and meet us in ways that are unexplainable other than naming you, the one who's with us. Fill us with more than food and presence. Fill us with an overwhelming sense of your grace poured out. And by your grace, grant to us and to this harsh and broken and troubled world, grant your peace. We pray all of this in your holy name. Amen.